This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, if you missed any of this show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We are going to relentlessly and mercilessly mock Democrats here in a moment because they had some big meeting in in Minnesota, the Democrat Party meeting. And wow, I mean, you want to talk about people who don't have it quite figured out yet? It's going to be amazing. We'll talk about that. We'll do some emails. We'll talk about, well, I have a warning. I have a warning to a group of people. All that and so much more is still to come. I want to make you feel better about something. It puts a smile on my face to think about this sometime. We talk about it a lot. But think about all the stuff Trump does. Maybe you love some, maybe you hate some. I mean, that's normal. I do. I love a lot of what he does. I hate a lot of what he does. It's just normal. It's fine. But he's at least a very, very capable human being. A hardworking, capable, decisive human being, even when you're mad at him. Like this. I know you're mad at
him. It's a very important relationship. We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow. It's very important. 600,000 students. It's very.
I know you're mad. I got that. But at least you know he made that decision. You know he made it. I'm going to play something for you. Mark Cuban is that idiot. I think he still owns the NBA team. Maybe he sold it, whatever. That idiot billionaire who turned into a communist and he dyed his hair, and everyone can tell you're dying it. Please stop dyeing your hair, fellas. It looks bad. Anyway, he was talking about Dome because he was pushing hard for Dome to get elected. Listen to this.
When I was campaigning with Kamala, her biggest problem was her campaign would not let her sell. She's not a bad salesperson when you talk to her one-on-one, and she's smart, she's driven, but they did everything like as if it was all driven by a consultant, which it was. And you can't be that way in a world with Donald Trump. Donald Trump changed all the rules. The Democratic Party is dead. The Republican Party is dead. It's the Trump family business on the Republican side. It's nobody's business on the Democratic side. They don't know what to do.
They wouldn't let her? Is that what he said?
When I was campaigning with Kamala, her biggest problem was her campaign would not let her sell.
Wouldn't let her sell? Who's in charge of the campaign? Wouldn't let her sell? A human being so weak, so controlled, so pathetic that she didn't have agency? She had to do what she was told? Could you imagine that human being walking into a negotiation of any kind with China? Could you imagine that human being trying to broker peace, Russia, Ukraine, trying to work out a new trade deal with somebody? Could you imagine so lacking in strength and will? She didn't even run her own campaign. They didn't let her? Gosh, that's pathetic. It's pathetic. You know how many times when I ran for Congress twice and lost twice, you know how many times I had to just completely overrule what they wanted? No, well, I think this, I think that. Well, that's too bad, so sad. It's my campaign. This is what we're doing. Period. I'm running it. My campaign. Oh, gosh. Oh, so anyway, let's talk about these Democrats, because it does make me feel good. It does my heart well to know that Republicans are going to do some good things and they're going to do some bad things. There's no question about that, but these people have completely lost their mind. And they have lost middle America, and they don't seem even interested in getting it back. I know they are interested. I know they're all held hostage by the kooky commie base. This is Amy Klobuchar today. Keep in mind, remember this, before I play what Amy Klobuchar said, Senator, we know from the polling, people vote on big issues. You and me, we're political people. So we know, I don't want to call them small issues. We know very important issues, but we know things our normie friends do not. You probably vote on things your normie friends do not. What decides presidential elections are big things, big issues, the jobs market, gas prices and whatnot. We know the Democrats lost badly last election, in large part because of immigration. Poll after poll after poll after poll showed it was number one or two on the public's mind. They were angry about it. And on that particular issue, they trusted Trump by something. It was double digits more than they trusted Kamala on that issue. They were mad about the open border. They were mad about the crime. They were mad about the job situation. They were mad about the filth. They're mad about immigration. Illegal immigration and the fact the evil communists open up our border is in large part the reason Donald Trump is sitting in the Oval Office and not Kamala Harris. This is Amy Klobuchar from today.
Farmer in New Mexico relied on immigrant workers who are too afraid to do it anymore. And we have a message to Donald Trump. Immigrants don't diminish America. They are America.
Yeah. They're definitely winning back Pennsylvania. Please, please, Democrats, I want to encourage you, if you're listening, every elected Democrat, run on exactly this for the next four or five election cycles.
Farmer in New Mexico relied on immigrant workers who are too afraid to do it anymore. And we have a message to Donald Trump. Immigrants don't diminish America. They are America.
That's certainly music to the ears of every American right now struggling to find work, stagnant jobs market, watching American corporations abuse the H-1B system. Definitely you should get on camera and tell everybody that immigrants are America. And of course, as we've talked about many times, you know the reason why. They love the foreigners because patriotic American citizens hate Democrats. Foreigners who don't have any loyalty to the country Democrats are trying to destroy, they're much more pliable when it comes to campaign season. Oh, I forgot to play how the meetings opened up. Just remember, these people have to win Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona. This is how they opened their summer meeting.
And she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy.
Bonjour. Lindy Samik, Ninjitjikaz, Amik Dodam, Saginaw Chippewa Dojaba, Anishinaabe Kwe and Dow. Good morning, DNC members, friends and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous peoples' cultural and spiritual history.
They're doing great. They got things figured out. Or no, keep, roll this lady out.
We spent about $100 million on ads attacking Democrats on defund, being soft on crime. Didn't pay off overall. Trump didn't win that year. But they saw this tough on crime play as a winning play in the overall authoritarian playbook.
She kept going.
Issues voters care about. Where does Trump go? migrant crime, carjackings, the really lurid, awful stuff that is a crazy, crazy visual. Don't take the bait, because most Americans are more worried about how are we going to address mental health issues, the visible homelessness that we see on streets, and how do we deal with mental health and other issues that drive the sort of random incidents that scare all of us. That's what you should be talking about. That's where you should be focused. Don't take the bait in talking about migrant crime or carjackings or the things that actually don't matter to that many Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is one more from her. The greatest hits.
Is when we ask the American public, do you want to get tough on crime? You can see exactly where we're not sugarcoating what that is. We are saying, is it to have longer sentences for people who break the law, tougher bail laws, and more resources and funding for police? Or is it getting serious about safety, where we invest in fully funding the things that improve people's quality of life, like good schools, housing, job opportunities, access to treatment, and getting illegal guns off the street? You can see 60% of American voters say, I'd choose serious about safety over tough on crime. There is a conventional political wisdom about crime, and it's that if voters are concerned about it, they want tough policies.
They're in very serious trouble, and I love it. Almost as much as I love my robe. Hey, Chris, you know I'm a robe guy. We talked about this last week. I'm starting to get a lot of family pushback over it. I called the kids out. It was Sunday after church. Kids were doing homework, something like that, in their room. I called everybody down. And I said, everybody come down. And I was, of course, walking around in my cozy earth robe. And they said, Dad, what do you want? And I just held up my arm and I said, feel how soft this robe is. And they got really mad and they turned and ran back to their rooms and they had some not nice things to say, but the jealousy, that's what it really comes down to, the jealousy. Do you have a cozy earth robe yet? Do you have cozy earth sheets? Oh yeah, cozy earth is now a partner of the show. I'm proud to announce. Get one set of their bamboo sheets. You will kiss me when you, actually, please don't kiss me when you see me. You'll thank me when you see me. Oh my gosh, it's glorious. And if you don't get a robe, we can't be friends. All right, robe guys, we care about other robe guys. You want to talk about confidence? 100 nights that you sleep in the sheets, 100 nights. If you don't like it, send it back. You want to save a bunch of money? Up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse, go ape with discount like that. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. I'm sorry you're about to spend a bunch of money. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to those in a moment, but I wanted to give out a little warning first. Maybe this will apply to you, maybe it doesn't, but I've talked to you before about taking the temperature of the room, reading the room. It's a skill that you have to be intentional about acquiring. I've told you before, I've told my sons, I've tried over and over again to drive that point home. You can goof off, they're boys, you can goof off, you can joke, you can have fun. Don't do it at a funeral. People are sad. Take the temperature of the room. So here's the headline. Petition supporting the illegal trucker accused of killing 3 gains over 2 million signatures. This guy, he's an illegal. Gavin Newsom gave him a CDL, drives his semi down to Florida, does a wildly illegal U-turn on the highway, and kills an entire family. The country is outraged about it. This is pouring fuel on the fire of Americans who are tired of the fact that our country has been handed out to every foreigner as fast as humanly possible. Illegal, legal, visas, H-1Bs, you name it. The American people are tired of it. They are sick to death of it right now. And this particular incident has really, really, really raised the ire of it. And now more people are talking about how many freaking illegals are out there driving trucks on the road who don't know the law, where they drive. The way they drive where they come from is disastrous. It's unsafe. And they kill people. This isn't a one-off. They kill people on American highways all the time. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and give a warning to every nation that's out there that's not the United States of America. You need to be very careful what you defend right now. I saw there was a politician in India came out immediately after this guy killed an entire family on the highway, and she was talking about how India needs to rally around this guy. That is not a very smart move. Learn to take the temperature of the room. Right now, legal or illegal, if you are in this country and you are not an American citizen, may I recommend you keep your head down and your mouth shut. Follow the law. Follow the rules. Don't make waves. Don't make a stink. And if somebody from your country does something terrible, don't publicly defend them. It's not the time right now. It is not the time. The American people are done. The Biden administration was the last 4 years. It was the straw that broke the camel's back with the American people. We're done. We watched 2,000 Haitians come into Ohio towns of 2,000 people, double the population size. We have watched this country be remade as fast as possible by the globalist communists who are trying to fill it up with people who have no loyalty to it, and the American people are sick to freaking death of it. So, may I recommend take the temperature of the room, head down, mouth shut, keep moving forward. All right? All right. Hey, Jesse, my wife and I were looking back at our photos from our trip to you in the whole, or from our trip with you in the Holy Land. Gosh, that was sick. We agreed it was the best trip of our life. It really made the Bible come to life. Question: what, when, and where is the next Jesse Kelly trip? Chris, do we want to do another one? We do? Where do we want to go? You have no idea. We should pick a place. Now, we would have to. Here's the problem with those trips. It's not that it's a problem, but logistically, it's really hard for a lot of people. And it's expensive. I mean, even if you get a good deal, and you always get a good deal when you book a big group like that because you're going to get better rates and things like that. It's expensive. You know, I'd like to, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't even know where I would want to go. Where, what, Chris? What? Pacific Island tour? See, we've talked about that before, doing like a World War II Pacific Island tour. But I really hate to sound like you here. Those are very expensive. Oh, dude, Chris, you have to fly clear across the world, bud. That's 17, 20 hours of air travel alone. And, you know, you're not staying at a Best Western over there. You're going to be in an expensive hotel. And that's asking a lot. That is asking a lot. Don't get me wrong, I would love to do it. I would love to do it. But I bet you that's $10,000 a person, bud. If it's not that, I bet it's six or seven. It's a lot. So in my opinion, don't get me wrong, I'd love to go, but that's a little expensive. Why don't we just do like Canada or something like that? No? Do I want to go to Canada? Dude, Canada's really cool, Chris. Canada is beautiful. The fishing is... I did not marry an import. She was born in America. That's not why I said that at all. She's as American as apple pie and baseball and Led Zeppelin. Anyway, let's do some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests: Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Compass Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors, along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me, and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So before I get back to the emails, got a little bit of a problem. I've talked about this, I think, once before on the show, but apparently the problem has gotten worse. I get nose whistles now. And I told you before, this is the problem. My ears aren't what they used to be. Look, I've shot a lot of things, okay? I've had a lot of loud noises. And it's not that my ears are terrible. I'm not at hearing aid time yet, but I will be. It's coming. I'm not at hearing aid time, but there are certain pitches that I can't hear. So I can't hear my own nose whistle lots of the time. And my family is being really, really mean to me about it. We had to go. James had a cross-country meet this Saturday, and it was an hour away. And we had to drive, and they just mocked me mercilessly that I couldn't. What, Chris? Why are you shaking your head? I don't know how to fix it. Didn't you tell me there was like a nose guy who can fix some of that stuff? Is it hurt? Is it going to hurt? How much does it cost? You will need it one day, Chris. Okay, well, can you look into the cost? Surely you people have to have somebody. I need a deal or something. I need a deal. There's got to be one in your family, for Pete's sake. Find me a deal, please. I can't go on like this. I wonder, do you think the radio, do you think they can hear me through the microphone right now? You think they can hear the nose? You can't hear a nose whistle? See, it can't be that bad. Maybe I'm being lied to. Maybe I don't have a nose whistle. Maybe it's not that bad. Either way, they're pretty mean. Hey, Bronco, on your show, you talked about how beautiful the airport was in Istanbul, Turkey, and how you wanted to visit there. Me and my wife were always looking for new countries to visit, and I started looking into going to Turkey. My question is, what's there to see and do? I'm a devout Christian, and no offense, I don't want to visit a mosque. What would interest you in visiting such a city? I don't know. I just thought the airport was nice. I do know this. There's great biblical history there. I know that company we went to, the company we went to Israel with, it was a Holy Land tour. You know, it was a Christian tour. Go see the Christian sites where Jesus walked and all that other stuff. They do them in Turkey and Greece too. There's all kinds of history there. I know that. I'm assuming the food is good. Chris, do they have cheese? I would hope they would have, there's got to be some cheese. Well, don't just say that. You people didn't have any cheese. It was impossible to come across any cheese. It was impossible to find cheese in Israel. It was brutal. The cuisine, the place was awesome. The cuisine, garbage. Garbage, Chris. Jesse, why do people not park in the driveway when visiting your home? Instead, they park in the street, clogging up the roadway. What is this all about? I guess it's Ask Dr. Jesse Monday. Her name is Mandy. All right, so Mandy, I think this might be a cultural issue because my buddy Luis, you know, we're always hanging out. He's Mexican. He's Mexican. Stanley's Mexican. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's American, but you get what I mean. Their parents or something like that came from Mexico. They're Mexican. His wife's Mexican. Mexican family. And I'm always parking in the road when I go over to Luis's house. and he's yelling at me about it all the time. And he usually makes it a racial issue. He said, what is it with you white people? Park it in the road. Park in the driveway. And he was pretty emphatic that this is a white thing. And I guess I don't know, but I always parked in the road in case someone needed to back out of the driveway. You know, I don't want to park behind somebody. So I parked in the road. I don't know. Maybe it's racial. I don't know. Oh, did you see this? You know that Cracker Barrel uproar last week? How the commies took over the place and they screwed the whole thing up and they rebranded the whole store and everyone's mad at them about it. Well, now people are saying the CEO might get fired because they've lost so much in stock price and the CEO might get fired. And here's the problem with that stuff. That's fine if you're going to fire the CEO. I'm sure she's garbage. But the problem is the communists who work inside of your company. And I guarantee there's more than just one. When it comes, maybe you're in the middle of this right now. Maybe you're in the middle of this in your government or your company or somewhere. When it comes to communists, you need to think about them like cancer. And I don't mean that as meanly as it sounds, but I mean that in this way. When it comes to cancer, and I sadly have experience with this with people in my life. When it comes to cancer, they have to get it all. If they're going to try to remove it, like if you're going to try to cut out a tumor, you have to get it all, every single bit of it. Because if you leave even the tiniest bit behind, it will grow again. It will, what is that big medical word they use, Chris? Metastasize. I went to community college, Chris. I read books. Anyway, it'll metastasize. It will grow again if you don't get it all. Communists in your company, in your country, in your government are the exact same way. This is actually what I fear right now with the Trump administration and specifically, the military, the FBI. They are doing really good things trying to get the worst actors out. They're letting this guy go and this general and this admiral and this FBI guy. And they are doing good things. So this is not necessarily a criticism, but when it comes to removing the communist cancer from anything, people never cut deep enough. If you leave one behind, the cancer will grow again. It will spread again. Because remember, they're devoutly religious, not political, religious. They will spread their religion as far and fast as they possibly can. It's who they are. It's what they believe. Have you ever known a Democrat? You know any Democrats? What's the back of their car look like? Oh, roll your eyes, Chris. How many bumper stickers, Chris? How many? Oh, yeah. I saw one freak in our building the other day. Walked out to my car with me. I looked behind. She had her hair was dyed 10 different ways. You could tell by how she dressed that this was a complete whack job. And lo and behold, she gets in a car. I think there were 10 bumper stickers. And you know what all of them were. The tranny flag, of course, the coexist. She's a cardboard cutout of an American communist. You know why they do that? Spreading their religion. You can't quietly be a communist. That would be an affront to your God. You have to spread the religion as far and fast as possible. When they're inside of your company, your country, your agency, your church, your school. You have to, if you're going to err, cut too deeply. Do not cut too shallow. You have to get them all out. That's how it is. Jesse, what do you think about the draft, the military draft? I've always thought they were immoral. Yeah, I'm actually not a draft fan at all. I'm not a draft fan at all, and here's why. Obviously, I understand if there was an invasion on your soil, you may have to call the men up to fight. I understand that, but if your war isn't popular enough that men won't join, then you shouldn't be at war. We are a free people. We are not a feudal society where we have a lord who can just force us to do whatever he wants whenever he wants us to do it. We are a free people. You should go if you want to go. And if you don't, they shouldn't force you to do so. And look,
our drafts in this country have historically been terrible. The draft in the Civil War was terrible, the way that was handled. In Vietnam, terrible. We didn't get better when we drafted, what was it, 100,000 guys? It was a whole bunch of guys, drafted a bunch of people for Vietnam. There were a bunch of turds in there. Gangbangers and heroin addicts and the guys who had volunteered and were over there fighting and dying, they hated those guys. It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal to give your dog dog food. I mean, if that's all you give your dog, because your dog doesn't get any nutrition from it. That's why it's a bad deal. Your dog needs nutrition the same way you need nutrition. He needs vitamins. He needs minerals. He needs nutrition. Rough Greens is the number one dog supplement in America for a reason. It is packed with live nutrients, vitamins and minerals and omega oils, antioxidants, probiotics. Oh my gosh, the probiotics. Thank you for that. Fred and his nervous stomach used to get his nervous stomach all over the kitchen floor, and it drove everybody insane. No more. Fixed. Gone. He's still dumb, but no more digestive problems. RoughGreens.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call them 214-ROUGHDOG. Promo code Jesse. One more segment. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. But we shall return tomorrow. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So this lady, this teacher, put this video up online. And it's the sense of entitlement that bothers me so much. Foreigners and American communists just genuinely believe that this country should be open to everybody, that anyone who feels like it should be able to come here and stay here. And it kills me. It absolutely drives me nuts that look, Amy Klobuchar, what she said earlier, this is how a significant chunk of America, this is how they think.
Former in New Mexico relied on immigrant workers who are too afraid to do it anymore. And we have a message to Donald Trump. Immigrants don't diminish America. They are America.
There are a lot of people who think like that. Listen to this. It's the entitlement that gets me.
I'm a block from the school and had to pull over because I'm so frustrated. But basically, one of our teachers is now going to be fostering one of our students because her parents just got deported. Just let that sink in. A minor's parents just got deported. She's homeless. DHS showed up to our school. We're her teachers. We love her. She's brilliant. She's kind. We're not going to let that happen to her. So one of us is fostering her now. I don't care about your political ideology. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on. This is not the way to handle immigration. Immigration has been an issue that has plagued America for so long, but this is not the answer.
Deporting people who are here illegally isn't the answer? That's exactly the answer. That's one. Two, why didn't her parents take her with her? Parents just left? Didn't take the kid? You know that's an option, right? You know they give you an option? That's an option. Take your kid with you. The entitlement these people have, they really feel like this place should just be an open sewer. The whole world should get to come. The whole world should get to stay. And you can't get anybody out. Drives me absolutely up the wall. Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago, talking about there being an uprising if Trump brings in the National Guard.
And so, you know, look, we're going to remain firm. We'll take legal action. But the people in this city are accustomed to rising up against tyranny. And if that's necessary, I believe that the people of Chicago will stand firm alongside of me as I work every single day to protect the people of this city.
They will not. They will not. They will not do a thing. They're tired of living in crime. Now, don't get me wrong. They're not smart enough to stop voting for Democrats, but they're tired of living in crime. What people in these cities really actually want is they want to vote Democrat forever, but they also want Democrat policies to stop. I can't quite square that circle.
I don't know how to explain the mindset of the big city Democrat, but nobody walks around their city and looks at homelessness and looks at crime and says, I love this. I want more of it. They all want it to stop. They all want it to stop, but they don't want it to stop badly enough to stop voting for the same party over and over and over again. It's weird. Speaking of weird, this guy could have been vice president.
Think of how easy it would be to be a Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid red hat. What should I say today? I don't know. Just make sure it's cruel. Who do we listen to? That guy. Oh, the felon in the White House? Yeah, listen to him and that will be fine. Now he's talking about burning flags. He's going to have flag burning or whatever. Because he knows there's a hell of a lot of flags with his picture on it that are going to get burned.
Yeah, I forgot Trump said this earlier today.
And what the penalty is going to be, if you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail, no early exits, no nothing. You get 1 year in jail. If you burn a flag, you get... And what it does is incite to riot. I hope they use that language, by the way. Did they?
Yeah, incitement
is... Incite to riot. And you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You don't get 10 years, you don't get 1 month. You get 1 year in jail, and it goes on your record. And you will see flag burning stopping immediately, just like when I signed the Statute and Monument Act. 10 years in jail if you hurt any of our beautiful monuments. Everybody left town. They were gone.
Nah. By the way, how's your energy level right now? You feel good? How often do you get tired and just kind of done with it all? How often does it happen to you? How often do you get down? Try some natural herbal supplements from Chalk, please. Do you look, you just heard him. You want to sound like
this? Think of how easy it would be to be a Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid red hat. What should I say today? I don't know. Just make sure it's cruel. Who do we listen to? That guy. Oh, the felon in the White House? Yeah.
That's what happens when your T levels get too low. Do you know that if your T levels drop below a certain point, you'll turn into a Democrat? Is that what you want? You don't think it'll happen to you? You'll wake up one day, you'll be wearing a pro-abortion shirt, you'll be voting for Kamala Harris. That'll happen to you if your T levels get too low. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk so you'll never vote Democrat in your life. I take one every single day over 3 years. I actually think I'm approaching 4 years now. Love it. I will never stop. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Boston cops defy left-wing mayor Michelle Wu and secretly aid ICE in arresting criminal illegals. This is where you're at. If you're a cop in Boston, you have to hide the fact that you're arresting illegals from the mayor of the city. My word. Celebrities raise millions for LA fire aid. Raised millions. Much of the money went to programs for illegal aliens and nonprofits that assist only black and brown communities. This is from John Levine at Free Beacon. Yeah, look. What they're doing, what they did in the aftermath of those LA fires is criminal. What they're doing selling off that land is criminal. But I warned everybody, I mean, it's not like it was breaking news, it was just me. Communists run that state from top to bottom. There was going to be no good rebuilding afterwards, not a chance. CDC Advisory Committee launches a review of COVID-19 vaccines. I am hearing rumors that they may be banning those soon. That would be something. After cutting union contracts, the VA directs $45 million to veterans. It would be nice to get some improved care at the VA, that's for sure. Trump floats U.S. taking ownership of military base land in South Korea. I kind of want to go to South Korea. I bet the food is delicious. I just have this thing. What, Chris, you don't think so? It's not going to be a bunch of octopus, Chris. That's a stereotype. Wait, is it? I don't know. I like. Can you people eat octopus? It doesn't have scales. You can't. It's too bad for you. I'll let you know how it is. Ghislaine Maxwell was celebrated at posh Clinton event after sex crimes accusations emerged
bombshell report reveals. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was checked into the Bill Clinton White House multiple times, and the guy who checked him in killed himself. Germany, a U.S. man is stabbed after trying to protect women from migrants. You go to Germany and you end up getting some Muslim stabbing you in the face. What a world we live in now. I'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
On Newt's World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.